You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, welcome on the band. Hi, guys. How you going? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Now, first of all, let's get the band name right. It's Kaleidophone, is that right?
That is correct, yeah.
Consisting of, now, let's get this, hopefully I've got this in the right order, because we've got Al and James Holland.
Yeah, Al, I'm James. Al's not actually here today, unfortunately, so, but yeah.
He can't be with us today, and his, on his behalf, is and your brothers, I suppose.
We're not actually, no.
I've just got the same name.
Yeah.
That's really weird, isn't it? But that's, not weird, but I just expect it to be.
Just coincidence,
yeah.
Really, isn't it?
Because when I put it on the website, there's actually, it's Al, James, but in that order. So
yeah.
We've got Mark.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. And two
Mark.
Marks.
Yeah, Mark.
Oh,
Tomo and Wellesley, normally.
Yeah, there you go. They cooked it. Yeah, how'd you do that? Just exactly how you do it, Mark Wellesley. So, I mean, tell us what you do within the band first. Let's get that bit sorted. So, you're...
If I speak for Al, obviously, who's not here, Al is one of the songwriters and also lead guitar.
He's the crazy one as well.
Yeah, he's crazy. So if you see us on our Facebook and stuff and pull in funny faces, it's usually Al. I'm the bass player. I play the bass and also quite heavily involved with sort of the studio work as well, so production and stuff.
Yeah, I'm Mark, I'm one of the singers and songwriter as well. So we sort of do a joint songwriting with that, and then...
Tomo, I'm the drummer, so I hold all these guys together.
Plays the drums.
So, get things.
You're all from Maidstone, are you all from Maidstone? Because
we are at the moment, yeah. Originally, we're a little bit spread around, but the last sort of 10 years, I suppose, onwards, we've been, Maidstone-based.
Well, it's a great name for a band. First of all, let's go to the actual name. How did the name come about? What's it mean, and how did you get to that?
Wellesley.
Yeah, well, James was, we were, there was a sort of previous incarnation, if you like, of the band, and that had sort of been around for a while, and then we used to play pretty depressing music, and
a family member used to keep on commenting on this, so I suppose it was just a bit of a change of sound, also came up with a change of name as well, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's it. It's nothing particularly interesting intrinsically, kind of in the name, but it's kind of it was something that just clicked. We all just went, yeah, that's great, and
it means coloured sound.
Okay.
That's what it means, so yeah.
It's not particularly interesting.
But it's a fantastic name, is it? And I know it's because it's the name of your Twitter account, but it's fairly easy to Google as well.
Yeah.
Is there any other bands around with the same name? Do you have any?
Is it a Swedish dance group who...
Swiss. Dance group, yeah, from kind of the years ago. Kind of, they haven't done anything for a long time, and they were...
So I think we're safe there.
We're safe there, yeah.
I think there's a scientific instrument called the Kaleidophone. Which you might find on Google as well. Other than that.
Oscillating light.
That's the way they call yourself, xylophone, I suppose.
Yeah.
Was it your first time in Brentwood? You've been in Brentwood before?
I think it's the first time.
Yeah, so they do all the film. We were just talking about the reality TV with our last guests, and on Sundays they do a lot of the tours. We've got all the Tally boys around. Is anything, have you seen any of that? Do you watch any of that? The only way is Essex.
Every week, without fail. No.
That's your guilty pleasure,
I watched an episode of The Only Way is Essex on Marbella? Marbella one.
It's The Only Way is Marbs, isn't it? Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Just finished.
Wellesley has it on series record,
don't you,
mate?
Yeah, good old Sky Plush, can't beat it. Yeah, remind once, series record, go for it. When I get enough of a gig, I'll just catch up with it. Well, let's get to the music, because... For the listeners, what would you describe your musical genre as?
It's kind of, we used to be indie guitar pop, but I suppose it's much more, it's a slightly dark electronic indie rock at the moment. So
that's the new stuff, isn't it?
That's the newer stuff.
That's what we've been working on since Christmas time. This album although Wymo, the single Wymo is almost like a rock, guitar rock sort of track, isn't it?
Which I believe you're going to play in a moment. Yeah, What You're Made Of is our current single, which is quite a rocky tune, really, in comparison to some of the older poppy stuff.
Well, let's start with the track, because we'll get the track straight on. This is your single, because it's separate. Is it actually on the album as well?
It's not on that album. It's going to be on our new album, which we're currently finishing. But What You're Made Of is available to buy and to listen online. So
it was produced by Charles Rees, who's Paul Weller's runs Paul Weller Studio. Okay. So it's got that kind of guitar rock kind of feel to it, and it's
great. There's a great video online as well now on YouTube and on the website. Yeah. You can check out the video.
Yeah.
For the single.
Right, well, we'll come back and talk about all about that. Let's get this. Let's get the song out of the way first, and we'll come talk more. Okay. I love that track, fantastic.
Cheers, thank you.
And so that is, that's out now.
That's the
one that's out now. Tell us about your musical journey. How did you all get into music? I'll take it you all met and you were all into music separately. Yeah. You kind of got together. How did that happen?
Well, I went to college in Coventry and I met Tomo there, and I was doing vocals, and then we were in the same house together at music college, and then we just decided to... we said,
start a band.
and so I moved to Maidstone to be with Tomo, and you know, obviously do this work on the project, and Tomo knew James, and then we all sort of knew Al as well, and eventually we all kind of, you know, got it together, and then we decided to not play any music for about 8 months, so we ended up building a studio together. We built our own studio for about the first 8 months, so we didn't actually funny, we said, oh, let's form a band, and then we ended up just doing construction work.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. It's on your Facebook and your website, which we'll talk about later. But you built your own studio. That's the best way around it. I suppose if you're going into music and you've got to pay all this money to try and get recorded, and if you can do it, you've got the know-how, you might as well build your own one. There you go.
Well, it makes sense. So, yeah, we did. And
Is it all done, completely, fully working?
We've got three at the moment.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can rent them out, make a little bit on the
side.
Yeah,
we do.
So, this was the CD, you've got the physical copy here. See, I don't know if I can get that, yeah, prop CD. It was out on May 11th, and this was your debut, Watch Your Tonic. Mastered by, as you say, John Davis. Released on TIR, which is Tin Frog, isn't it?
Tin Robot.
Yeah, that works.
Tin Robot. Do you know why I said frog? Yeah, it's Tin Robot. I've got it written down here, Tin Robot. But it's because I'm looking at the... I was going to say it's a frog coming out the glass, but it's not, is it?
It's a chameleon.
It's a chameleon coming out the frog. All these colours come off.
Yeah, we did that. Funny story about that, actually.
So it's a fantastic cover.
Yeah. I mean, that picture, anyone that wants to check it out online, you know, you'll see the picture of the cocktail glass and the chameleon sort of sitting in the cocktail glass. We did, one of the band members did actually try and hire a live chameleon for a video, for the shoot.
Big enough cocktail glasses.
But it just wasn't happening. So.
Yeah, they're massive. You'd have to make some sort of cocktail glass. You'd never get it in there. You've even got a baby once.
Well, there were just logistical problems, as in keeping the temperature right in the photography studio.
Yeah, if you put a real gin in there, it'd be pissed, wouldn't it? Yes, it's certainly not a frog. So there you go. That's what happens when you look at pictures and read stuff at the same time. But you're currently working on a second one. Now, the second album, which I've read up, is called Hits. Is that right? Is that the one that's in the making at the moment?
Yes. Yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that and what we're going to expect about that album before we come back to this one.
Okay. Well, the new album is going to be, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to be a lot more sort of darker, more electronic in terms of its style. Would you say, Rousey, the songwriting has kind of matured in terms of the style?
Definitely. Yeah, it's different. I mean, that's What's Your Tonic is a pop. It's really a pop album, and I guess there are lots of things that we've been through in the past few years, just touring the album, and I don't know, the writing's changed, and we've changed as a band, and
it's been a journey, hasn't it? Kind of through the album.
A musical journey.
Cliche.
Yeah, it's
a musical journey.
It's where we are, and the songs have just come out. It's not something we've contrived in any way. It's just that's the style that we've written the stuff in, and it's called Hero in Trouble, or hashtag it will be hashtag hit, and so the title track is. It's a song about addiction, actually, and friend of ours that's going through that, that's quite a dark theme, but we've tried to kind of bring a lightness in there as well, so I don't know, you have to listen to it. It's difficult to explain, but we're kind of only 70% done on that album at the minute. We've been working on it for 6 months at least, so it's been a lot of hard work, and we're ramping it up at the minute to really try and get it out this summer. So that's where we're at.
Well, we're going to do another track from the current album, Watch Your Tonic. We're going with, it's 10 tracks on here, Gogglebox, Mr. Palava, is it?
Yep.
Wrecking Ball, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
We had the name first.
Yeah.
When it came out,
did you Bruce and Miley.
When you see it on MTV swinging on that big wrecking ball, did you think,
Yeah.
There you go. And track four, which we're going to play now. Now, this is called Collecting Insults. We're going to play that. Tell us a little bit about that before we hit play.
I wrote this song, and I actually this is my favourite song that we play live, and it just touches something in terms of the kind of melodies and harmonies that we sort of come up with, and it's not one that we've ever released as a single or anything, but for me it's my favourite song that we do live, so that's what I wanted to suggest.
Yeah, let's give it a play. Okay, here we go.
There'll be no messing around with this. Salt of the earth can't go. Salt of the earth can't go. She wears a Harry Potter hockey scar that she hides behind the fringe. You know that it will heal, and though I like it, understandably she tries to hide it. Understandably she tries to hide it. Like the blue as it is, just beneath your skin. I want to resurrect all this beautiful within. The blue as it is, just beneath your skin. I want to resurrect all this beautiful. Look in the mirror, try to comprehend what I see. Push you up against your life. You know I like it. Stay a stubborn effort to the night. Give yourself a chance to try it. Let the meditate just beneath your skin. I want to resurrect all this beautiful. Just beneath your skin, I want to resurrect all this beautiful within.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Yeah, I love that track. Fantastic, wasn't it?
Thank you. Cheers.
And obviously, it must be fantastic to play those live, because I can imagine that live track got some high vocals on it. Who's doing the vocals on that?
That'll be Al's doing the lead vocals.
Al's singing on that.
Yeah, that was high. That was. It's got a good range there.
Yeah, yeah. Seeing it on the previous track, you're seeing like that. Pink Floyd-esque,
yeah,
sort of high vocals, but he's got amazing voice.
So early on, he's talking about Charles Reese, who worked with Paul Weller, Miles Kane, Amy McDonald. Is that are you still working with him? Is that
not at the moment? No, we worked on two or three tracks with him. I think when you work with the producer, you don't really know until you started working whether it's going to work out, and it did work out for the time at which we were doing those tracks with him. But the newer material is definitely in a different vein to what we felt,
yeah,
was there.
Because you're not with Tin Robot now.
No,
that's
no.
You've moved on from there. Yeah. So your new album or EP
will be probably self-released.
Yeah. And you'll be doing a lot of the production. You'll take yourself and
A lot of production will be done ourselves, and we're hoping to get a couple of people involved to do some production towards the end. So that should hopefully be a good boost.
Yeah, yeah. Are you gigging at the moment? I take it you sound like you've been fairly busy and doing live stuff. We were talking about live stuff earlier on off airs. Is where can people find you at the moment?
Well, we kind of stopped. We stopped doing any gigs after sort of November, December time when we were putting the album together.
Okay, yeah, of course.
And we've just been tracking and recording and going and editing and mixing and going over and over. over the tracks that we want, and we've got 20 plus tracks that we want to pick from, and continually there's new stuff coming out. Even in the last 3 or 4 weeks, there's been new songs coming out, and so we just wanted to write something that was without sounding too pretentious, artistically was the best thing we could do, and Watch Your Tonic did great for us, and we had a great time touring that for sort of a year and a half, 2 years, and so we just wanted to be in that place where we were ready to deliver the new stuff in a right time. I think sometimes it's you're quite conscious, you hear artists that are artists that have had to rush, basically getting stuff out, and we just wanted it to be the absolute best that we could do, and know that we've sort of once we finish the album, that's it, it's done, and then we're on to a place. And we have done some we've done a few gigs in between. We did one in Shoreditch, and we did another one. We played VW Festival, played two gigs at VW Festival.
Yeah, last weekend.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so up in Wales last weekend.
Yeah,
nice weather. Better than, sounds like it's raining outside now. But yeah, last weekend it's beautiful up there. So that was cool. We've got one other gig coming up in a couple of weeks. A friend of mine runs a little festival called Folking on the Farm. It's not actually all folk music, but it kind of works with the
iteration. Yeah. You could be in trouble.
Is that really cool? So his parents own a fruit farm.
Anyway, everyone gets my gist on that one. Is that the type of thing I can see your music it really good on the festivals? When you go back to gigging, is it? Do you like the? What's your favourite type of gig? Is it the festivals? Do you like the pubs where the rocky pubs where you're close up, or the clubs?
Really sweaty, sort of small like venues, and somewhere where
get a proper music lovers.
Yeah, you just don't know where you turn up. And you think, and you're not sure what's gonna happen, and you end up playing with you just end up playing with people you didn't expect to play with, and it's just it's just that kind of happenstance sort of beauty, really, that you end up doing something that, so there are just some gigs that we love in places that you just think, wow, this is we weren't expecting this to be like this, and we met really brilliant people, and you just go away and you think, what a great night.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like it, and it's, I think if you're playing to people that know your music, sort of locally, if you like, and they're playing around Maidstone and Kent, then obviously they're that's the people that are going to say, oh, we like this, or like, and we got a lot of support from people locally. But it's lovely to go and play to other bands, fans, and see what they say. So for me there's been a few gigs that really stand out in my mind in those terms, yeah, definitely. So small and sweaty for me. I don't know. I can't speak for the other guys.
I quite like some of the festival gigs. It's kind of a different vibe at the festivals. We played a few, but I think Brownstock last year was really cool, wasn't it? That was in Essex.
Yeah, Brownstock. Yeah, it's very popular.
We headlined the new music stage on the Friday night, so that was great fun.
We have a good one here as well at Brentwood Festival, which takes part actually at the centre on the we've got the big green on the. All the football pitches go around from here.
Cool.
18th, 19th, and 20th. We've got this year Alexander O'Neill's opening the show, which will be quite cool, 80s kind of thing. But on the Sunday, UB40 are playing, which is going to be super.
That'll
cool.
That'll be awesome.
That's going to be the main day, I think, Sunday, because it's one of those groups they'll probably go on for a little bit longer, and then somewhere along the line they're going to disband, and a lot of people are going to want to see them before they finally come back. Because they had a few troubles, and they thought they just recently got back together, too. So looking forward to that. Now we're going to have a few ads, and we're going to come back and do another track, which is going to be An Assault. We'll talk about that straight after these.
Your hair's as important to us as it is to you. Visit for the first time and get 25% off any treatment. The Milliers Ladies Hairdressers Difference. You're in safe hands with a friendly, experienced team. We're online at milliahairdressers.co.uk. Look for us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at @millia_hair. We're open 6 days a week opposite Sainsbury's on the Ongar Road. Millier Hairdressers, part of the De Millier Hairdressing Group, with branches in Upminster and Brentwood, established in 2004. Call Brentwood 200080.
Life begins at the beaches. Call in and see how life could change for you. Regular seminars for care fee planning, social get-togethers and lunch clubs. Visit us to see how your life could change for the better. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood. Visit signaturecarehomes.co.uk for more information.
Join me, Mel Watson, every Wednesday evening, 7 till 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Each week, I'll be chatting to an expert about how you can change your body for the better. From cosmetic surgery to karate, from Reiki to reflexology, whether it's an alternative therapy or doctor's advice you need, you'll find it all in Body Talk, the show that could change your life. Brought to you in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital.
Right, let's get that track on. We're going to play this now, and then we'll come back and chat about the actual song itself. This is called An Assault.
I was happy to discover that the wisdom of my mother was the straw that held the cork, that stopped the camel, that broke the butterfly. I was happy to discover that the wisdom of my mother was the straw that held the cork, that stopped the camel, that broke the butterfly. An assault, a contradiction, and in the film it never turns out this way. An assault, a contradiction, and in the film it never turns out this way. The otherwise intention of a DVD I'll mention, it's the thought that it's okay to get my justice with my fists. The otherwise intention of a DVD I'll mention was the thought that it's okay to get my justice with my fists or blade. An assault, a contradiction, and in the film it never turns out this way. An assault, a contradiction, out this way. To keep myself from falling onto glass, I'll always put my thoughts a good few feet back from the edge. The radio is filling with the pain of mothers speaking, begging me to catch the thought before at best we all end up in court. Radio is filling with the pain of mothers speaking, begging me to catch the thought before at best we all end up in court. An assault, a contradiction, and in the film it never turns out this way. An assault, a contradiction,
An Assault. I love that one. And of course, the We Were Talking Off Air, that was sung by you.
Yes.
So you all have a little go at singing, I suppose. It's does everyone sing, or is it just the two of you?
It's just mainly Al and Wellesley.
They keep trying to get us sort of doing sort of four-part harmonies and stuff.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there eventually. These lads do sing.
We've done it on a couple of tracks. One of our first tracks called Fat Cats. We got all going on the vocals, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's quite a bit of fun.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you when you've been doing stuff on shows like this and on stage? Anything gone massively wrong?
Nothing's gone horribly wrong. We had a couple of near misses, haven't we? There's some of our tracks we sort of trigger like samples and like extra sounds. Which are kind of quite important to some of the songs. And there was one gig we actually left the laptop about a mile away in the van, and we didn't realise until about 2 or 3 minutes before the actual gig.
Sort of Barfly in Camden.
Yeah. So in Camden.
There's a laptop. It was a
packed gig, and it was we were playing with a band. It was their EP launch, and they'd asked us, kindly to support them there, and we. It was rammed, and then about 10 minutes before we were due to go on, it was like, "Where's the laptop?" And it was like, "Oh, it's in the car." And it's like, so I had to.
You had to run.
I was at the time, I was trying to get fit, and I was running, so I literally. I ran so fast to the car, and then I ran back. Obviously, from Camden with a laptop under me, I was as fast as I could.
Yeah, that's rock and roll.
And it was the best warm up I've ever done. Actually, vocally. So
every gig now, we send him out for a mile run.
Yeah, just have to go for a run.
Did you say you've done videos? Have you got videos coming out, or is it something you're going to look at?
Yeah, we've done a couple of videos, haven't we? Most recent was one which we shot in Maidstone, which used some really cool guys that we know. They've got some great aerial shots in there as well, because they've got nice fancy
drone.
flying cameras in, these things with, like, they call it a drone, I think. Yeah, it's like a helicopter, but it's got four.
So I see one of those in the shops the other day. They're quite expensive, but they've got little tiny ones, but got the massive great big ones in the electronic shop. Won't say their name on there, but about £400 or £500. They go right up really good, and they have the camera all built in, don't they?
Yeah.
Flying up, fantastic.
It goes up to about 1,000 feet, the one that this guy's got. He's a good friend of ours who does a lot of our multimedia, and he's filmed quite a few of our videos. His name's Rob Sampson.
You need a good battery and remote control for that one, don't you? You don't want to spend all that money, all of a sudden, I lost control of it.
It did actually, the battery disconnected when they were filming, What You're Made Of video, because they're filming a guy just, training and training for boxing, etc. And it actually, the battery disconnected, and the thing fell out of the sky, but it landed on some grass.
That's you need to deploy a parachute, don't you? Listen, we're just going to do a bit of travel, and we'll come back and talk to you about the songwriting. So stay where you are, guys. Stay where you are.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, you are. I'll just cut that short. Right. Let's get back to the music, because you write your own material. Talk me through that. Who does what in the band? Because when it's a band, it's always when you have three or four of you. Is it something you all get in, or is it just down to one person to do that job?
It's mainly down to the actual initial writing. It's mainly down to Wellesley and Al.
Yeah, we just we tend to have ideas that we put together in our own spaces, really. We'll come with them in a sort of rough forms. And or send the ideas round to each other, and then we write things at really an early stage, even it could be like a chorus idea or a verse idea or a melody or a beat or something, and then we try and rewrite it together as a band. And it's something that we do very much as as a four. We'll all kind of talk about the ideas, and then we get in the studio. And that's the beauty of having, obviously, our own space to do that, where we can just work on it together, and we all just talk. So if I'm sort of thinking about a groove or a bass line or something, I'll just say to Tom or to James that I've got this idea, but can you work with that?
Elaborate on it.
Yeah, that's it. And
join in.
So they kind
of a bit like a jam session, I suppose.
Yeah.
What's the goal for the rest of the year? I mean, you've obviously been busy in the studio. Is it more studio work? When do you plan to hit the road back on the live stuff?
Well, I suppose really next month or two is finishing the album, and then it's down to the powers that be, that in terms of our management, as to when the record will actually come out.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's out, as soon as it's actually done, we will start gigging in. And then as soon as we have a date for the actual release, we'll then start lining up much more dedicated tours in terms of actually supporting the album.
So let's go back to the album. Let's talk about how people can get hold of the music, the album. You've got a website, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Tell us where the website is, Twitter and Facebook account. What's all the media accounts' names?
We've got, obviously, the website is www.kaleidophone.co.uk.
Okay, and spelling that is K-A-L-E-I-D-O-P-H-O-N-E, as in phone. Kaleidophone.
Yep. We've got facebook.com/kaleidophone.
Yep.
Twitter, we're at kaleidophone. On Instagram, which is kaleidophone UK, that one, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
So really, once you've got the name in there, literally it self finds itself.
You better find it.
And can you get the music there? Is there places where you can actually listen to the music, or do you have to come and get the CD? Or
you can get it on iTunes and Amazon and all the sort of major
places.
And then we've got probably 4, maybe 5 videos online on the website and on YouTube, which you can hear the stuff as well.
Yeah, and on Vimeo as well. So it's in there.
Yeah, all just sort of that, the usual social media. That's the best place to kind of keep up to date with what we're doing, where we're playing, all that kind of stuff. You can join the mailing list. You get free downloads off the mailing list, some other exclusives. That can all be done through the website.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a couple of ads, and then I'm going to come back and ask you about Wrecking Ball. You ready for that one?
Yep.
It's the Guaranteed Rent Specialists. You know.
The Guaranteed Rent, 52 weeks of the year, choose Northwood.
However, what you may not know is that Northwood also sell homes. So you know that you will get the same professionalism from one of the country's fastest growing property companies selling your property. Northwood. When you're talking property, talk to Northwood. For sales or lettings, call Northwood on 01708 747 507. Northwood. Proper property people.
Hi guys, it's Ryland from Big Brother's Bit on the Side. I want you to join me at the Liberty Shopping Centre in Romford on Saturday the 5th of July for St Francis's Hospice 30th Anniversary Star Walk. Now girls, it's a 10km sponsored walk under the stars and it's going to be fantastic. We've got a Rio Carnival theme, loads of fancy dress, live music and a bunch of firefighters, plus me to entertain you lot at the start.
Register now at sfh.org.uk and be a star for your hospice. Join the Star Walk.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. And now we were going to the... we're not going to play another song off this album, because I like this album. Now, we was talking off air, because you got track three was Wrecking Ball, and we was talking... Obviously, it was done by... Not this one, but it was another track by, obviously, Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball, and she had that big video that everyone was talking about, swinging on the Wrecking Ball with just a pair of pants or whatever it was.
Never occurred to us.
Could do the same... You could do the same video, couldn't you? You could do a mock-up.
Well, we tried to persuade Al to do it, but...
Yeah.
Pet speedos, off you go, Al. Little bit of push. Just so give us space
of,
hoppers on a rope.
It was part of our... Because we had a Pledge Music campaign, for the album, and so we offered that as a... people could pledge to see Al doing the Miley Cyrus on the Wrecking Ball, but it was, you know, there weren't enough offers.
So you got this song came out first. It was the lead song in the album, is that correct?
Yes,
right, yeah.
Obviously, it's going to be... Is it completely different? What's it about? I mean, I know it's Wrecking Ball. Hers was about a Wrecking Ball on a relationship. Is yours similar, or is it?
Yeah, I'd like to point out. We wrote that song in 2011, which is prior to Bruce Springsteen or Miley Cyrus writing Wrecking Ball.
We had it first.
So, obviously, if we had more money, we'd claim that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's about Al's. Al wrote the song.
That must be really annoying. People go, Wrecking Ball. Yeah. Is that Miley Cyrus' song?
We played VW Fest last week, and we came off stage, and we finished with Wrecking Ball.
The first thing the DJ put on was
Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball, so it was a good link in. But, we get asked about, but yeah, it was something we originally did, wrote sort of 3 years ago, and Al wrote it, and it's about watching his school in Maidstone, which he hated, get knocked down, and then ironically then buying a house on the spot where his school was knocked down. it's quite an emotive sort of song, but we did it first anyway.
Okay, well, we're going to come back and just say goodbyes, but first of all we're going to play this one. I've listened to it, and we'll be right back, and we'll have a little bit more further chat. This is Wrecking Ball.
Ooh-oh.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Yeah, fantastic track. So it's completely different to what I was expecting. I suppose I was expecting to hear it, you know, you've already got it in your mind to hear the kind of Wrecking Ball song, and you automatically picture all the Miley Cyrus thing. But on a serious note, it's a fantastic song. So, we're going to move on just a few more things before we wrap it up. First of all, who are you supporting the World Cup now England's at?
Not sure.
My son got Holland in his sweepstake at school.
I've got France. So. Yeah, vive la France. I've got France. When are they playing? They're this week. Let's have a look. The Colombia, Uruguay, they lost, didn't they, that one? But that was a good match. Germany, Algeria is next. France, Nigeria, that's tomorrow. And then you've got Holland, Mexico, Costa Rica, Greece, Argentina, Switzerland. So if you're Argentina, don't mean that. Belgium against the States. I mean, I don't mind the States. I like the States because they're doing well in football. And I've seen them on TV. They've got football fever, they have. But at least they've done better than us. I mean, I know they got knocked a little bit on TV recently. You know, what do you know about football? And then you're thinking, well, at least they're in the World Cup still.
Yeah. They've
looked pretty good, actually.
Yeah, good, yeah. Tactically, they've probably got the least...
I think they can beat Belgium as well. So
they're very organised, aren't they? Klinsmann's got them, got them playing and, you know, running between the lines and just overlapping, and they're very well organised, aren't they? So
I reckon Argentina are going to do it.
Yeah, I reckon Argentina. I've got a bet on Argentina. So
Wales always put a bet on England going out of the group stage.
Yeah, I did. I won £6 on England going out in the group stage. I just want to take the edge off it because, you know, you're always gutted. And I thought, well, how can you make this better? So just bet on the thing you don't want to happen. And if it does happen, you win something, you can sort of taste the edge off the, you know, but, as if it can, but, you know.
What are you doing about getting signed? Is it something now that's high on the list again? Do you want to try and get back into the mainstream, or is it something that's is it something you're not really too bothered about, as long as you're just happy doing your thing?
I think nowadays, in terms of bands being signed, it's you have to be very careful, because it's not everything it used to be. You know, once you're on a major label, you lose all control, basically, and you've gotten, you know, you can't just put out the material you want to when you want to, and if you don't line up with what they want to do, then you can find yourself on the back burner for a year or two. So yeah, I think, you know, self-releasing especially is the way forward these days.
Yeah. We're kind of in a position really to do things ourselves. So, I mean, I think probably setting up our own label eventually would be the way that we go, because we're able to.
Well, we've learned halfway there, haven't you?
We've learned a lot. Yeah, we've learned a lot, particularly in the last sort of 3 or 4 years. And so we're working on this record, get this out, and
do the best we can, and yeah.
Yeah, try and. Well, when things have picked up, you've got to come back to some live music in the studio.
Talk about the
new material coming up. Hopefully, you'll be ready by then.
Yep.
And so we look forward to that and wish you well. And hopefully to see you live as well at the Kensington Roof Gardens, no doubt. It'll be great. Does it shut down in the summer?
I'm not sure. I think it's one of those venues that is it's a club as well. So depending on the season, they tend to be a bit more band or club heavy. So
Well, listen, thanks for joining me on the show. We're going to go and do some pictures now. But I was going to put Damon on, but he's got Damon Auburn's had a new track out. But being as we're talking about the Bournemouth Festival, I thought we'd have a bit of UB40 because they're closing the day on July the 20th. So this is UB40, Red Red Wine.